On town meeting day, Burlington, Vermont voters shifted the dynamics of the city council. There will now be 6 progressives on the 12-member panel. Some wonder whether that will curb Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger's agenda. Voters also approved 5 of the 6 questions on the city's ballot. City Council President Republican Kurt Wright spoke with WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley about the implications of the results for the council and the city.
I was disappointed that a couple of incumbents lost that I was supportive of, especially Jane O'Dell, because she's been on the council for a long time and she just brings so much to the city council. She is such an effective advocate for her neighborhood and such an effective city councilor. So I am sad about that loss. I'm just very, very bummed about that one. Richard Dean, I think, had only been there for one term, but he also brought a really thoughtful, reasoned perspective that's a loss. I congratulate the winners, Perry Freeman and Jack Hansen. I did campaign for Franklin Polino, so I'm excited about Franklin's win in the New North End. But I'd say, you know, congratulations to everybody for running. There will be a new city council now with 3 new city councilors. So it will be an interesting new council when we change over at the first Monday in April.
With 3 new councilors and 2 of them being progressives, how is that going to change the dynamics of the council?
Well, I think that what the progressives are saying now is, they're, you know, understandably, they're pretty happy and giddy about the 2 wins that they had in the 4 contests. Essentially, they're picking up a seat, though, because Jane O'Dell was with the progressives. She's replaced by probably a more strident progressive. So I think that they are saying that they're going to challenge the mayor a lot, that they're going to hold him accountable. Now, what that means remains to be seen. I've always challenged the mayor when I disagree with him and supported him when I agree with him. And I think that's the way any counselor should be. But what we'll see whether it's productive or whether it's not.
In the ballot questions, all but 1 passed, and the 1 that failed was the downtown improvement district. What do you make of that 1 failing?
Well, I'm excited about the ones that passed. I think there was some good stuff. The permit reform, one-stop shop, I think is something I've advocated for a long time. So I'm excited about that one passing with a pretty significant margin. I'm also excited that we are phasing out of the business personal property tax, which was really disincentivizing businesses to grow and expand in Burlington as we tax their equipment. That the one that failed, number 4, had an actually organized opposition. And I think that the bottom line for that was they'll probably be back. I'm sure that they will be. But I think what we found out was too many voters didn't understand what this change was, and that ultimately doomed it.
Do you think the city council will take this up again and perhaps revise it or just perhaps move forward with it and try to explain it better?
I think that it'll be looked at again, you know, with the downtown business district, with the tertiary marketplace, before the council delves into it anymore. And probably some changes will be made. The council, when we got it, did make changes to what was presented to us. We shortened up the map and we made a number of changes, but maybe it was too short of a timeline. Some of the discussion was, is this too soon? But there's a lot of concern that this was important for making our downtown business district as competitive as possible, since we don't want to be at a competitive disadvantage to our surrounding communities in South Burlington, Williston, Colchester. So this will be back in some form or another in the near future.
Kurt Wright, the city council will actually be sworn in on April 1st. What do you believe the priorities should be as they move forward?
We'll decide that together. That's up to each individual counselor, what they think are the most important issues. We obviously have a lot of important issues in front of us, which for me is, I want to make sure that when we do this one-stop shop for permitting, that we then go further and we get some real streamlining of the permit system done to make things easier for homeowners to navigate that system. I think that we need to do something with Memorial Auditorium in the near future, but not just Memorial Auditorium, but do it in a way that we actually, with that whole block, that we actually grow our tax base so we can make sure we don't have to continue to ask taxpayers for tax increases. You know, the Moran plant, waterfront, the town center is obviously still a big issue. So there's really a lot of things out there, and there'll be more. And we, of course, at that first meeting in April, we'll have to elect a new council president, and I've already announced that I am running for another year. I've never seen a city council president not come back for a second year while I've been there. I think that it's important to have some continuity, and I think most people think that I've done a pretty good job in this last year. So I wanted to make clear before any results of elections were out that I would be putting my name back out for another year. So councilors know that, but I do think that continuity, you know, I don't think you want to change council presidents after 1 year. But we'll see. The council as a whole has to agree with that, and we'll find out soon enough.
Kurt Wright has been a member of the Burlington City Council for 15 years non-consecutively since 1995. He also served in the Vermont House for 18 years. The new city councilors will be sworn in April 1st. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.